Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Benefit albums like Farm Aid and We Are the World are staples of the music industry. Just the same, most end up on the sale racks soon after they reach the record stores. However, 7 months after its release, a CD by 27 local singer-songwriters is still generating revenue and attention for a women's shelter in Somerville. WBUR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The back of the Response CD reads like a who's who of women in the current Boston folk music scene. The two-disc set includes tracks from Juliana Hatfield, Mary Lou Lord, Katie Curtis, and this song, Angel's Wings, by Patty Larkin.
Thought I had it bad, I had nothing to lose, but none. Thought I had it rough, but I had not suffered. I had not suffered beneath the sun.
The CD is a benefit for Respond Incorporated, a domestic violence intervention program in Somerville. Respond offers counseling, a 24-hour hotline, and an emergency shelter which can house 19 women a night. The first track on the CD is about domestic abuse, but Sharon Devereaux, the producer of the project, says she didn't want 27 songs about domestic violence. Devereaux says an entire album on the topic would be too hard to listen to.
So we definitely have some tunes on there that, you know, relate to domestic violence issues, about four or five of the songs. But the other tunes are just a sort of run a wide emotional gamut. They're bratty songs, they're angry songs, they're loving songs, they're lost love songs. So we tried to get a variety in there.
Including Devereaux's own song, Come Around, which is in the middle of the second disc. About 2 years ago, a dozen of the women who were on the album were having a breakfast of banana pancakes at Devereaux's house when they decided to make the benefit album. They donated it to Respond because they'd heard good things about the agency and they wanted to do something for a local women's service provider. So far, the CD has raised about $17,000 for Respond. In addition, a dollar from every ticket sold for tonight's Lilith Fair at the Tweeter Center is being donated to the Somerville Battered Women's Agency.
It's been like a dream come true for us.
Kate Cloud is the executive director of Respond Incorporated. Most of Respond's funding comes from the Massachusetts Department of Social Services, but it still must raise a portion of its budget on its own. Cloud says that's where the folk compilation helps out. But she adds that the greater benefit is the publicity which the recording has generated.
It has provided us with a forum to discuss issues about domestic violence with people who otherwise we would never have the chance to talk with.
Cloud notes that her shelter is full almost constantly and regularly turns women away. From a musical perspective, the Respond CD has been greeted with rave reviews by the local press. Boston Phoenix praised it as one of the strongest and most comprehensive local compilations in recent memory. The Herald called it a must-buy. And this locally grown benefit album has found a powerful friend inside the music industry. The editor-in-chief of Billboard magazine in New York, Timothy White, has championed the project.
This is the best time for the Boston folk scene in 40 years. It is really at a new peak in terms of the quality of talent and the depth of artistry. And the Respond record is such an encapsulation of that. You think, God, they got the best of the super double best in one place. And, you know, there's a social conscience behind it.
Well, I got money in the bank, and I got a car to drive, and I got a working set of hands that my guitar seems to like.
In addition to the established female folk singers, Respond showcases rising Boston talents such as Melissa Ferrick.
And I got a clear, able mind that sees my life going fine. Yeah, 'cause everything I need is right here in my hands, right here in my hands. Right.
Billboard editor Timothy White has done more than just praise the Respond CD. He's held it out as an antidote to the violent and misogynistic lyrics in some modern music.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
This is the major label debut from the rapper Eminem. In addition to songs about killing himself with a chainsaw, Eminem raps about drugging, raping, and killing women. In a recent editorial, Billboard's Timothy White blasted Eminem's CD.
Human beings are not objects. They're not human garbage, you know, for your malicious fun, you know? And I think that, people have every right in the world, you know, to make a record like that. And I have every right, as the editor of Billboard, to attack it, you know, and say it is utterly worthless.
White says Eminem's new album is targeted at 13 and 14-year-old boys. He says rather than supporting this side of the music industry, consumers with a conscience should buy the Respond CD. As Eminem jokes and boasts about slapping women, several of the songs on the Respond compilation also approach domestic abuse, but from the other side of the situation. In Deb Pasternak's song, One Regret, the protagonist wrestles with the guilt of having loved someone who mistreated her.
So I walked into
when you listen to the song, like a lot of people had no idea what this song was about, because it's kind of this upbeat, driving, relatively kind of rock thing. And you really kind of have to listen to it to hear like what she's saying.
Nothing can erase this guilt. Oh, guilt's just a waste of time. And I can't forget my one regret of loving a man who treated me
About 10,000 copies of the Respond Benefit CD have already been sold. Organizers have been selling the CD online and in local record stores and plan to promote the project further at several folk festivals throughout the fall. For WBUR, I'm Jason Beaubien.
Funded by you, our listeners, also by Relax the Back Stores of Brookline, Natick, Westboro, and Nashua, providing solutions to back pain, including zero-gravity recliners and pressure-relieving mattresses. 1-800-596-BACK. Also, 10,000 Villages, 694 Mass Ave, Cambridge, featuring new collections for home decor and outdoor living, including mobiles from Peru, pots from Vietnam, and metal art from Haiti. And NetNumina Solutions, partnering with clients to weave real e-business solutions for the web, on the web at nnsolutions.com. Today's top stories are next on WBUR, Boston, Cape Cod, and the Islands. It's 1 before 8.
I'm Christopher Leitman. When NATO bombs began falling on Belgrade, the connection dedicated any...